this is not going to go the way you thought it would, because I most certainly do not have to go 54 or 41 years in the past to point out that the Democrats are the party of violence. I mean, shooting at the congressional baseball game, trying to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, the BLM riots, the Summer of Love, the Chaz Autonomous Zone, the storming of a state capitol, trying to assassinate a president twice. Like, you do understand, I could just keep going. I could name shit forever about the violence the Democrats have perpetrated against our government. Because the Democrats have always been the party of violence. The Democrats have always been the party of hatred. The Democrats have always been the party of revolting against the government and trying to destroy it. Like, all you have is January 6th. And you guys are laying it on so thick. Because one thing that all liberals do is ignore history. They ignore that throughout the entire history of the United States of America, all of the destructive and hateful and racist shit that has ever been perpetrated in this nation has been done by Democrats.
Wow. Okay, so you said that among some of your examples are true examples of left-wing violence, and then you said things like trying to assassinate President Trump twice. Both of those people were Trump supporters. That wasn't done by people on our side of the political aisle. The BLM riots. I can show you article after article after article and police report after police report after police report showing you how many of those riots in the summer of 2020 were started by right-wing people. Umbrella Man, things of that nature. Of course, you've seen those. You know those. But that doesn't feed into the narrative that you need to feed to the idiots that follow you. You talk about storming a state capitol. You're talking about when they protested a state capitol and held a sit-in? Storming a state capitol is what right-wingers did with their AR-15s during the Liberate Movement of 2020, when Donald Trump was tweeting at his minions to liberate their state capitals, and they armed up and went to their state capitals, most noticeably in Michigan, and took over those capitol buildings in an armed show of force. You say that everything that's ever been done in this country has been done. All the violence has been done on the part of the left. That's interesting, and that we revolt against government, and that the only thing we have is January 6th. First things first, January 6th is a pretty big one, don't you think? I mean, it's the only time in American history in which a sitting U.S. president sent an armed mob to overthrow his own government. In my opinion, January 6th ranks right up there with 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. But let me ask you a question: Oklahoma City. Was that done by a lot?